الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: والمطلقات يتربصن بأنفسهن ثلاثة قروء ولا يحل لهن أن يكتمن ما خلق الله في أرحامهن إن كن يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وبعولتهن أحق بردهن في ذلك إن أرادوا إصلاحا ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة والله عزيز حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about إيلاء. And what is إيلاء? إيلاء is where a person takes an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will not have sexual intercourse with his spouse for a time. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the iddah period of a woman who has been divorced by her husband after the marriage was consummated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that as for those women who have been divorced by their husbands, they should wait for a period of 3 menstrual cycles. وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. As for those women who have been divorced by their husbands, they should restrain themselves, or they should wait for a period of 3 menstrual periods. In other words, during this time, they may not marry. It is impermissible for them to marry any other person. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَن يَكْتُمْنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ. Allah says, it is not permissible for them to conceal what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in their wombs if they have true and genuine iman in Allah and in the final day. In other words, if they are pregnant, then they should not conceal their pregnancy. This is if they are pregnant, because when a woman is pregnant, and let's suppose during her pregnancy, let's say after a month or 2 months, if her husband has to divorce her, then the iddah will only terminate once she delivers. Her iddah will only terminate once she delivers. So during that time, there are still rights that the husband has. Allah says, وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا. Allah says that their husbands have the most amount of right over them. Their husbands are most entitled to take them back during that iddah period. Of course, a husband may only take his wife during her iddah period if the divorce that he has given is a revocable divorce and not an irrevocable divorce. If it is a revocable divorce, he may take his spouse back in his marriage. But Allah says, listen, in aradu islaha, you may do so if you desire to set things right, if you desire to reconciliate. In other words, if you do not desire so, then do not make life difficult upon a woman by keeping her in that marriage. Then Allah says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Then listen, women have rights. There are rights over their husbands. And Allah says these rights are fair rights over their husbands in a way that the husbands also have fair rights over their wives. What are the rights? Some of the rights of the woman over their husbands. Al-mu'asharatul hasana, as-suhbatul jamila, that a man should treat his wife kindly, he should care for her, he should look after her, he should also care for her needs and for sukna, the living necessities and the living expenses. And some of the rights that a man has over his wife, she should look after him, she should also care for him, she should also respect and obey him. Ita'ah, she should always listen and respect and obey the desire and the will of her husband. And then Allah says, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. But listen, men have a rank or a degree above woman. This does not mean that a man should now take advantage over his wife. Rather, this means that a man, because he has paid his mahar for his wife, and because now he is going to take full responsibility for his wife, a man also has the right, and now he is the only person who has this right and power to divorce his wife. That is why Allah says, men have a right or have a rank, have a degree above the woman. Wallahu azizun hakeem, and Allah is most powerful, Allah is most wise.